What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 30th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. I hope you are all able to stay cool on Tuesday. The heat did not disappoint. It was certainly as hot as advertised, and today is going to be even hotter. So a tough 2 days, but it looks like Thursday and Friday it'll be rain. I've definitely started to start these daily pods with weather updates, like I'm the weatherman or something, but I don't know. It interests me, and it feels like when you start your day, you want to know what the weather is going to be like, so maybe I can do that for you guys. If you're in the Philly area, it's going to be really hot today. But the reason I'm talking about the heat is because the Eagles did practice on Tuesday. They end up moving practice up from 10 a.m. to 9 a.m. And they went out there. They were out there for almost 2 hours in the heat. The pads were on and it was super, super hot. So we're going to have a bunch for you guys from that practice on today's pod. If you want more detailed, like play by play, what happened, me, sideline reporter Devin Caney, and our very own Tucker Bagley recorded a pod after practice yesterday, breaking down everything that you missed. So go check that out in the feed. But on this daily pod, we're going to talk about what was said as we normally do, because I thought Vic Fangio, as always, had some really interesting things to say, some borderline kind of rude things to say about Adoree Jackson. And then Jalen Hurts talked as well. And as he always does, gave some interesting things for us to talk about. So we're going to get into Vic Fangio. We're going to get into Jalen Hurts and talk about what they had to say. But first, let's start where we always do on these daily pods with what is on the schedule for today. And what's on the schedule for today for the Eagles? Nothing for us. They do not practice on Wednesday. We won't have a post-practice pod for you guys. No new training camp stats. The Eagles have today off after practicing Monday and Tuesday. They'll be back at it Thursday, 10 a.m., and then as well on Friday. Now, it is supposed to pour on Thursday in the Philly area, so maybe they'll end up moving it inside. Maybe they'll move practice. We'll find out what they end up doing. But no practice for you guys today, so you don't have to worry about checking in for training camp updates, live tweets from practice. They won't be on the practice field, open to the media at least, today. Now let's get into the injury report. So the injury report continues to grow for this team. It's early in camp. I don't think any are super concerning yet, but they're starting to miss more and more starters from practice. So as we all know, Andrew Mukuba was not at practice or did not practice on Monday. He was at practice just like he was on Tuesday, but also just like Monday, he did not practice on Tuesday. So for the second straight day, Andrew Mukuba was sidelined with a shoulder injury. We'll find out. Vic Fangio didn't really give an update on when he would be back, but he did say, you know, mental reps are good and everything, but physical reps are better. And it's pretty clear by being on the sideline, Mukuba is going to have his stock on being the starting safety hurt. He still has plenty of time, assuming he comes back soon, to go out there and win the job. I think they'll end up trading or signing for somebody. But yeah, Vic Fangio wasn't like, you know, yeah, you can get a lot done mentally, you know, blah, blah. He was like, yeah, physical reps are way better and he's not getting them. So Andrew Mukuba out again on Tuesday. One new addition to the injury report, linebacker Zach Bond was not at practice. Again, didn't practice on Tuesday. He was on the sideline. He did not practice with a back contusion. So concerning anytime it's a back injury. Now, it's worth noting that he did not practice in the final day of OTAs, much like Jalen Carter didn't practice on the final day of OTAs. And Jalen Carter, you know, then missed the beginning of training camp with a shoulder injury. Zach Bond has been kind of in and out, I would say, of the first team reps, giving the chance for other linebackers to get out there. And then he just flat out was not on the practice field on Tuesday. So Zach Bond out with a back contusion. Andrew Mukuba out with a shoulder injury. Devontae Smith, second day in a row, he didn't practice due to back tightness. You know, I think that if they played this Sunday, my guess is that Zach Bond and Devontae Smith would play. I don't know about Andrew Mukuba, but anytime it's a back, you are worried about that because it is something that can linger, and they have, you know, a lot coming up. The season's just beginning. They have training camp, so it's going to be tough to find long stretches to rest. So if they feel that getting it now helps them, that's probably the right move. But you really do hope these are not back injuries that linger throughout the season. So Zach Bond, back contusion. Devontae Smith, back tightness. And then Nolan Smith didn't practice due to a concussion. Hopefully he feels better soon. Obviously now, I don't believe there is a concussion protocol. I'd have to double check on this. I don't believe there's a concussion protocol in training camp. I believe that's more just the discretion of the player and the team. But, you know, he wasn't out there. And I would be surprised if he misses practice on Tuesday with a concussion if he's out there on Thursday. So we're probably about to see Nolan Smith miss a bit of an extended amount of time with this concussion as he fully recovers from it. In other injury news, Danny Gray didn't practice with a finger injury. And then Cam Jurgens, Jalen Carter, and Jahad Campbell were all listed as limited with various injuries. All of them were out there for team reps, or at least, you know, most of the team reps. And then Smile Mondon Jr. With an illness, but he took some team reps as well. So the injuries are starting to pile up a little bit. Normally, you kind of see this at the start of training camp. So hopefully the guys feel better as camp goes on and they can get back out there. All right, so prior to Tuesday's practice, Vic Fangio spoke to the media, came out with his Dick Allen jersey. The Eagles sent it to him. He said it was his favorite player growing up. Vic's a huge Phillies guy. He talks about it pretty much before and after most press conferences. He'll kind of make a comment as to what's going on with the team. So he was very excited to have that jersey, brought it out. You know, Vic's not an emotional guy, but seeing him kind of smile like a kid, like, hey, I got a jersey, was pretty funny and cool to see. But he was asked about the Heat. And, you know, maybe he had a bit of an attitude, you know, that Joe DeCameron and Jack Fritz should have had about this Heat. Here's what he had to say.
After all your years coaching, how much do you enjoy or not enjoy a hot day like this at training?
It's not hot today. That's a mindset. You know, we're going to play some hot games in September. And if you cave to a hot day in training camp, we're in trouble.
So I think Heat's more than a mindset. Maybe it's because I'm not as tough as some of these other guys. It was definitely really, really hot out there. You could see the players taking a ton of water breaks. Jordan Mailata at one point kind of had to walk around as he tried to catch his breath and recover from some team drills. Tempers were definitely flaring out there. They were hitting. There were definitely a few big hits that you could tell the players didn't really appreciate. As Tucker said in the post practice pod from Tuesday, Reed Blankenship and a player had to be separated at one point. So definitely tempers flaring, definitely a hot, miserable kind of day out there. But they still did almost go 2 hours. A practice that originally I think was supposed to be an hour and 40 minutes ended up going 2 hours. Now, maybe they had more water breaks built in there than they expected, but definitely a hot practice. And not surprising to hear Vic have that attitude. Vic is not a pity party guy. Vic is not a, you know, hey, let's take it easy. Vixa, let's practice no matter what. I mean, the guy was in a sweatsuit for practice today. So he was not, you know, caring too much about the idea that it was too hot. Now, the benefit of Vic being very honest at the podium is he gives really interesting quotes. The downside could be sometimes he says things, I wonder how that goes over in the locker room. And this was a good example of it. So Vic was asked a series of questions about Adoree Jackson. I'm going to play you guys, you know, them kind of combined a little bit. But he was brutally honest about Adoree. So here's what he had to say, and I'll give you my opinion after. So here's Vic Fangio on Adoree Jackson.
I remember you looked like in film a year ago, and then he eventually gets benched, but did you trot that up more as a team wanting to look at younger players than anything he was doing?
No. I didn't watch a whole lot of tape on him, how he kind of wanted to sign him, and when Howie wants to sign somebody, it doesn't matter what I say. So we just took him in, and I didn't really watch a lot of his tape last year, but I've seen him play over the years. Saw him when he was coming out of college.
Why do you think that this is the place that he can maybe show? You mentioned what he could be. Is it the scheme?
Yeah, I don't know if I think it's the place. I think it's time for him to show that. You know, he in Tennessee, when it came time to re-sign him, you know, after his contract was up, they didn't. The Giants, contract was up, they didn't. You know, it's time to show who he is or who he isn't.
So I think a couple things in there really stand out. So first of all, time to show who he is or who he isn't. Yikes, that's rough. Then he says, I didn't really watch much tape on him, how he wanted to sign him, and when Howie wants to sign guys, that happens. Certainly not a ringing endorsement of the Adoree Jackson signing. And then the thing where he was like, the Titans moved on from him, the Giants moved on from him, so it's time to show who he is. Like, I get maybe you're saying that from a motivational standpoint. You know, hey, these teams move on for you. Like, go out there and show them you made a mistake. But if I'm a Dory, that would hit my ears a little bit different, right? Like, you're basically saying all the teams I've had have moved on from me, and I got to prove I'm a good player. I mean, Adoree Jackson is in, like, his eighth or ninth year in the NFL off the top of my head, right? Maybe it's a little less than that, but that's kind of rude, to be honest. Like, I was surprised he said that. And also, for what it's worth, you just signed this guy. Like, he's new to the environment. He's new to the culture. You've not been around him a ton. He has said really nice things about you at the podium. Adoree has, I mean, towards Vic. And so maybe Vic didn't mean it to come off that way. But as you heard Devin say in the post-practice pod from Tuesday, and she was at the press conference. I was, unfortunately, doing radio on the morning show. It came across kind of rude. So when we talk about the competition at corner between Keeley and Adoree Jackson, these quotes are interesting. Like, he doesn't seem like a huge Adoree Jackson guy. So we'll see what happens. I think Adoree Jackson has started to get more first team reps. Keeley Ringo got a decent amount on Tuesday, day five. But I think days 2, 3, and 4 definitely skewed towards Adoree with the first team snaps. And, you know, I thought Ringo had a good day on Tuesday, but these quotes right here really stand, these quotes right here really stand out as maybe Vic is just not a big Adoree guy. So that definitely stood out. Vic also, I thought, dropped a little bit of a clue of maybe what they're thinking at safety if they had to play right now. So Vic was asked about Sidney Brown, who got the first team reps on Tuesday with Andrew Makuba on the sideline. And here's what Vic had to say about Sidney Brown, and see if you pick up on something in there on maybe a little hint for the future.
Can you see any improvement in Sidney to where he was? Obviously, a year ago, he wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, he's finally getting to start in the OTAs training camp to learn his way through the system and learn how to, we expect him to play. And he had no chance of that last year. So I see him getting better.
So I thought the phrase "we expect him to play" was very interesting. And now maybe he means, you know, he's competing for a spot, but it kind of made it sound as if like Sidney is going to be on the field this year. And Sidney was the first team safety at practice on Tuesday. He's gotten a decent amount of first team reps. What's tough about analyzing the safety position in practice is I don't know what their responsibility is always, and I don't get to rewatch plays. So, you know, I could see a safety give up a catch, but it could be he was trying to clean up for somebody else's mistake. Now, I will say I haven't seen a lot of catches in Sidney Brown's general vicinity. But, you know, I think that in terms of him winning the job, this is his first time he's got to play an extended amount of reps in front of Vic Fangio, which he kind of hinted at there. And so maybe he's going to get a chance to win the job. Overall, I think the coverage has been really good in camp, and Sidney deserves credit for that. I don't know if it's his doing as to why the coverage is so good, but it's certainly not him making the coverage weaker. So I think Sidney's had a good start to camp. I still think they need to go out and acquire a safety. I don't think you can go into the year with so many unproven players at the position. But that we expect him to play, I thought, was very interesting. You know, as I talked about in the post-practice pod and posted on social, go check the video out, available on all social platforms, Jahad Campbell stood out like crazy on Tuesday. The guy just makes plays. He gets from sideline to sideline. He covers a lot of ground. And Fangio seems to be impressed by what he's seeing. So here's what Fangio had to say about the strides Campbell is taking.
What has impressed you the most about Jahad Campbell now that you've gotten a chance to see him in some of the team drills?
Yeah, I do see him making small strides every day. Again, it may not be noticeable to the average eye, but he's making good strides. And if he can keep making those strides, I think he'll be what we had hoped he would be.
I definitely think you can see the mental part of Jahad Campbell's game. He makes plays where he had a play on Tuesday where the Eagles ran the ball and Saquon Barkley was heading towards the left sideline, and Jahad met him at the corner when Saquon was trying to turn up the field. Didn't tackle him because it wasn't a tackling drill, but he got him. Like, he got to him. And then another play where Dallas Goedert caught the ball and Jahad Campbell is right there when he catches it and hits him to the ground. So that just shows me he knows where he should be. He has a good idea of where the ball's going. Again, as I've said on the past few pods, that I keep hearing how much film Jahad Campbell watches, that it's just something he does in his spare time. It reminds me of N'Kobe, the way people talk about him as a student of the game. And you can see that out there with how he does not seem to be lost. So Fangio is never going to overly praise a player at the podium, but saying he's taking small strides, I thought was Fangio's way of saying, yeah, the work Campbell's doing is paying off. So I thought that was a good hat tip from Fangio to Campbell. Now, finally, Fangio was asked about the competition behind Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt, who are presumably going to be the starters, or at least the first guys out on the field. I don't know if they'll end up playing the most snaps, but those two guys will be the first players out there. And he didn't really kind of go into great detail about guys that are super impressing him. So here's what Fangio had to say about the competition behind Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt.
Evaluation of the edge rush depth so far with guys like Josh Uche, Zito Jalair. How do you feel about the entire edge rush group in terms of depth?
Yeah, I feel good about Nolan, and Jalix is making good strides. You know, after that, we had got some heavy competition going on. And, nobody's really truly surfaced yet, good or bad. You know, hopefully over the course of this camp and preseason games, that will play itself out.
Now, worth noting, this interview happened prior to Tuesday's practice, and I thought Josh Uche had a really good day on Tuesday. Josh Uche got the first team reps with Nolan Smith not out there, and he won some good snaps there. He got into Jalen Hurts's pocket a few times. The first time just caused pressure. The second time, it looks like he was part of a fumble happening. I couldn't tell if he hit the ball or if the ball slipped out of Jalen's hands, but he was right there. And the ball came out. So Josh Uche made the most of his reps. I do think Okoronkwo, I believe, to the enunciation people out there, I'm trying. I believe that's how you pronounce it. He's had a few good reps. He has stood out a few times. Now, he's not going up against a first-team offensive line, but I thought he's done a good job since coming here. Ojulari hasn't really stood out. I haven't seen a play where, you know, everyone goes like, oh, nice snap by Aziz. I think he's going to make the team. So I think he has a different type of pressure on him in camp and that there is not much, as opposed to Uche and Okoronkwo, who I think are going to make the team. But I would agree with Fangio that prior to Tuesday's practice, nobody had really stood out. I think now you could say Josh Uche had a good day, but that is wide open. And as much as we talk about them acquiring a safety or a corner, it would not completely shock me if they're not thrilled with what they see if right before the week one, they go out and acquire a veteran edge that they feel more confident about what they're going to get from him. But as always, interesting stuff from Fangio, for better or worse. For worse, if you're Adoree, for better, if you are Jahad Campbell. So on the other side, Jalen Hurts spoke to the media, and as he often does, Jalen Hurts had some interesting things to say. So we'll get into that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors. So I thought that the defense won the day on Tuesday. Jalen Hurts finished, I have this right here, 11 of 17, one touchdown, no interceptions. The second day in a row where, really kind of third day in a row, the offense hasn't been great. And I think the defense has gotten the better of him. But I asked Jalen what he thought of the offense, how things looked on Tuesday, and here's what he had to say.
Jalen, you guys did some red zone work today. How do you think the offense did in the drills, and just overall, how do you think the offense was today?
Yeah, overall, I think, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all. And, you know, these last 2 days have been very challenging from a heat standpoint. And so everybody collectively as a group just continue to push through those things, you know, control what you can. I think this is a good test and a measure of where we are right now and where we desire to go. So, ran the ball well, our defense played very well, connected on some in the past game, and got to finish on some. Ultimately, it's just great competition, and that's what it's about in training camp. You talk about building that foundation for a team and establishing the right temperament of a team. And we're coming out here competing every day and getting good competition, good work.
So you can hear in there that I think he kind of agrees. Now, I view running plays differently in camp. I know that they're important to run. I know they're important to practice. But when you can't tackle the guy, it's hard for me to get excited about a long run. Now, they haven't broken a ton of long runs. Normally, I would say most runs, defenders are getting there with before 10 yards. But it's just tough to gauge running plays. The passing play, I think, is really where you can say the offense is getting better than the defense. And you can hear in there that Jalen says there are some, you know, some passing plays that they need to be better on. And that's true. When you complete 11 to 17 passes, they had a red zone drill where, you know, they probably completed less than 50% of their passes in the red zone. That's not a good day on offense for sure. So you could hear in there the fatigue makes cowards out of all of us. Jalen and his normal kind of, you know, motivational quote bag there. I couldn't tell if he was blaming the heat or not. You know, you could kind of take it as that, but I think it's more that, you know, first he thought working through the heat was good. He talked about the benefits of them all pushing through practices like that. But yeah, I don't think Hurts was super impressed with how the offense has been. Now, part of the offense struggling a little bit is you do see a lot of communication on the sideline. It was a good question from Zach Berman of PHLY about, you know, what Hurts is doing between snaps. Who's he deciding to talk to? Why is he talking to those people? And honestly, I don't have a huge takeaway from this quote, but I just thought it was a really interesting look into Jalen's thought process, and he doesn't often expound on things like this. So here's Jalen talking about in between plays, what he wants to do, and who he talks to.
In between series out there, what dictates who you talk to? You know, I see sometimes with receivers.
That's a very, very, very pointed question. I think it's a matter of, you know, I can go address something when I feel, but what I feel may not always be absolute. So I need to be able to go assess the film sometimes and say, okay, this is exactly what I saw. Then I can nudge and say, hey, I'm convicted that this is what I knew happened, and I communicate that. And then if I'm wrong, I own that and I hold myself accountable and say I was wrong. But it's a sense of communication, you know, because it starts and ends with me and what I do. And so, honestly, it's just having good discernment. You know, there are some things that I can control, and, you know, you got to get good, big control on it. You touch the ball every play, and then there are some things that you really can't control from a sense of what others do. And so it's a matter of being on the same page. I feel like we weren't on the same page. If I'm trying to reiterate something to over-communicate and drive a point because this is very important, then I'll do that. But it all comes down to communication. And if I'm not saying anything, then I may not have an expectation for you to, you know, do something.
We talked about Jahad Campbell being a film guy. Obviously, Jalen, all players have to be film guys, but Jalen definitely has to be a film guy. And I thought it was interesting. They put something up on the side of the field. They've just started to do this where you can see a replay of the play that just happened up on the screen. So if you're Jalen, now it's tough to do when you're doing a series of drills, but that last play, you can go and watch it and kind of, you know, see what's happening on that last play. And it's clear that's something Jalen values. I like that he said, you know, he has conviction in what he sees. If he sees something, he likes to kind of check to make sure, but he really enjoys talking to people. All right, what did you see here? Why did you do this? This is why I went there. Do you think I should have done this? And Jalen's definitely a big communicator out on the practice field. I know he has a quiet kind of demeanor about him, but out on the practice field, he talks to a lot of people. You do often see him go up to players after a rep and say, all right, here's what I thought. Or, you know, Dallas, come over here. Let's talk about this. So yeah, I thought it was interesting hearing him talk about that. And I would love to spend a day in the Eagles quarterback room and just watch how they all interact with each other. And Hurts had something actually kind of interesting to say about that. So Hurts was asked about what he's kind of seen out of Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who, by the way, had another really good day on Tuesday, and Kyle McCord. And in there was a little something I thought stood out. So here's Hurts talking about what he's seen from him and like the dynamic with those young quarterbacks.
Well, I think it's, I think to that point, I go a little broader in perspective of, you know, just the mentality you want to have in a quarterback room, because I think it comes down to, your focus. You're talking about individual focus, everybody having the right type of focus and everybody having the right type of discipline and doing what it takes to lead and hold yourself accountable to do your job. You know, the only way you can truly really demonstrate that you mean what you say is by living it. And so we got to live that every day, live with, you know, great focus and live with great discipline to do our job. And I think that's something that's in the room. Everybody's hungry. Everybody's eager to grow. There are great conversations, you know, you and I can say from my perspective now, I think, you know, it was a different dynamic for me as a rookie, whereas having Kyle in there now, see some of the conversations that, you know, Scott and I are having. It's like, okay, I can, you know, these are conversations that he's going to learn from, because I had that same opportunity to learn from those things when they came. And so just having that type of dynamic in the room, being able to talk through things, talk to Tanner, talk to Scotty, talk to Kevin, and talk to DTR. Everybody's listening. Everybody's flowing. Everybody's trying to learn and take things from one another to help each other be the best that they can be.
So this was the last question of the presser. So I couldn't get a follow-up in, but you notice in there he says it's not kind of something he had as a rookie. And he even said something like, you know, it's something I can talk about now. I wonder if that's because it was COVID and things were different. The meetings were different. I think, you know, at times they were virtual. They weren't all in a room together. Or if he's kind of saying, hey, Carson maybe wasn't super helpful when it came to that stuff. I think Jalen does take some pride in helping younger players. You hear about him texting guys. You hear about, again, him talking to guys after reps. But I thought it was a kind of little shot at Carson in there, potentially. And I asked a few reporters afterwards, and they were agreed, like, yeah, maybe that was about Carson. I don't think him and Carson had the tightest of relationships when they were here. I don't think they hated each other or anything like that. But I do think, I don't know how much film study they were doing together, just them two for fun. So kind of interesting answer there from Jalen. And then finally, Jalen was asked about the job Howie Roseman has done putting this roster together, and just how, you know, his thoughts on Howie in general. And he kind of smiled and, you know, maybe tried to take a little bit of credit for the moves Howie has made. So here's Jalen talking about Howie Roseman.
Howie built this roster in different ways for a lot of years. When you think about the moves Howie's made from drafting you, extending you, and with your roster, what do you most appreciate or what most impresses you about the way he's built this team?
I appreciate, you know, the conversations that we've had and nudging him to go SEC. And I mean, it's been a lot of Alabama, a lot of Georgia coming through here, and it's been good for us, you know. So he's always been really good at what he's done. I've always had confidence in the SEC from my perspective, and that has evolved over time. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want to have a group that has a mentality and a will to win. And I think that's kind of a staple down there.
So if it was Jalen that encouraged Howie to start taking SEC guys, you know, probably a good call. I wouldn't say it's the most, you know, well, like, yeah, like, duh, kind of, right? Like, take the guys from the best schools. And props to Howie for doing it. But, you know, I just wonder if you're Howie, if you're like, all right, man, like I've been doing a pretty good job. I don't know if you're the reason I draft SEC guys. But no question, Jalen knows, you know, he gets to work with the best, one of, if not the best, general manager in the league. And for all the discussions we've had this offseason about Jalen and, you know, if he's the fifth best quarterback, second, seventh, tenth, one thing that always comes up is the talent he plays with. And Howie's the one that gets all that talent here. So just a funny answer from Jalen, I thought, on that one. So that'll do it for today's Daily Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Go out, enjoy this hot weather. Maybe go safely. You know, you can go get a tan. Go lay out. You know, we only got so much time until fall is here. So enjoy your Wednesday. Me and James at 10 a.m. Make sure you listen to that today. We'll be talking about everything Eagles. And then I'll be back on Thursday with the Daily Pod. And the Eagles will be back on the practice field on Thursday. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.